हरे कृष्णा, वी कांट एग्जाइल डार्कनेस बट वी कैन इनवाइट लाइट. सपोज वी आर इन अ डार्क रूम वेयर वी आर स्टम्बलिंग अगेंस्ट थिंग्स, वी आर स्लिपिंग एंड फॉलिंग एंड वी गेट एग्जास्परेटेड एंड इन दैट एग्जास्परेशन वी स्टार्ट शाउटिंग एट द डार्कनेस, स्टार्ट पंचिंग द स्टार डार्कनेस, वी स्टार्ट कर्सिंग द डार्कनेस. None of that is going to remove the darkness. What we need to do is find a light source, find a light switch, and turn that on. And once we turn on the light switch, then automatically the darkness will go away. Similarly, we all live in material existence, which is characterized by darkness. Yes, there is the sun, moon, there are lights everywhere, but still, actually, there is darkness about the life's ultimate purpose. There is darkness about our real identity. There is darkness about the existence and benevolence of God, our greatest well-wisher. And because of all this, we are all caught in holding on to things that actually cause us suffering. We chase for things, hoping that they will give us pleasure, but quite often they end up causing pain. We strive to delight in certain things and we end up getting frustrated because we don't get pleasure through those things. And in fact, these very things cause us pain. So we go about stumbling and flailing and falling in the darkness of material existence. And sometimes we may come to know that, oh, these are my own selfish desires, my lust, my anger, my greed. That is what is causing these problems. But even if we understand this, still we are not able to give it up. I will not do this, we may resolve like that, but still we succumb to it again and again. That's because we cannot just, darkness is not a thing in itself that it can be removed. Darkness is simply the absence of light. Similarly, selfishness is not, the darkness of ignorance is not a thing in itself that can be removed. You know, we have to actually invoke the light of knowledge and then the darkness will be removed. In 5.16, Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, ज्ञानेन तु तदज्ञानं येषां नाशितमात्मनः तेषाम् आदित्यवज्ञानं प्रकाशयति तत्परम्. सो ही सेज़ दैट ज्ञानेन बाय नॉलेज तदज्ञानं बाय दैट इग्नोरेंस येषां नाशितमात्मनः दैट बाय विच द डार्कनेस विद इन इज इराडिकेटेड तेषाम् आदित्य Jnanam, that knowledge which is sun-like, prakashete tatparam, is completely illuminated. So just as the sun illuminates the world externally, similarly spiritual knowledge, it illuminates our outer world, our inner world rather. We start understanding the subtler and spiritual realities of life, and thus we move forwards. We forwards towards the life's ultimate goal. We find lasting happiness in our loving service to Krishna. While this light of spiritual knowledge can be awakened by various, can be activated by various yogas, just like we may have different switches for turning on the light, but the most accessible and the most powerful switch is through bhakti. When we start practicing bhakti yoga, sincerely trying to serve Krishna, then we move forwards in our spiritual life with Krishna's guidance. तेषां सतत युक्तानां भजतां प्रीतिपूर्वकं ददामि बुद्धियोगं तं येन मामुपयान्ति ते ददामि बुद्धियोगं तं. दैट एक्चुअली ददामि बुद्धियोगं तं येन मामुपयान्ति ते. देयर इज कृष्णा गिव्स द इंटेलिजेंस बाय विच वी कैन कम टू हिम एंड दस वी मूव स्टेडीली एंड फर्मली ऑनवर्ड्स टुवर्ड्स हिम. So rather than focusing on, rather than condemning our weaknesses, condemning our attachments, cursing them, ranting against them, feeling sorry for ourselves that we have all these attachments, all these is like cursing the darkness. Instead, if you just focus on invoking the light, that means we try to practice bhakti and invoke Krishna's presence within our heart. And the more we can invoke Krishna's presence within our heart, the more we'll be able to march onward steadily and we'll be able to attain Krishna. So the important thing for us is to just keep moving onward steadily. Ultimately, we will all attain Krishna. we'll become purified, where life will become illumined with the Krishna spiritual wisdom, and we'll march towards life's ultimate perfection. Thank you.
Hare Krishna.